This segment is brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication, for freelance assignments, to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988. A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, the District Attorney for Brooklyn, Kings County, the Honorable Eric Gonzalez. Welcome, sir. Good to have you here with us today.
It's great to be back.
Thank you so much. So we're going to be talking about the three biggest issues in our community. We're going to look at gun violence, the pandemic, COVID-19, and domestic violence. So let's begin with the pandemic. How has the pandemic affected the operation of the District Attorney's Office?
The pandemic has impacted all aspects of our society. And we saw after 3 consecutive years in Brooklyn where shootings and homicides were declining year after year, we had been able, when I became the district attorney, to reduce our homicide rate in Brooklyn by a full third, and we've reduced shootings by nearly 40%. And then the pandemic hit, and we saw a real surge in gun violence, and it's been terrible, and it's been heartbreaking, and it's really impacted, you know, the operations of society. Everyone's been impacted mm-hmm. by gun violence, especially in Black, Brown, and Caribbean communities. People are fearful, and you know, there's some bad public policy that may come out of this surge in violence that we're seeing. So for me as DA, I've been making sure that we're focusing in on reducing gun violence in our communities. No family should have to lose a loved one on guns. 70% of the cases that we see that come in, we see that the guns are not from local. They've been imported from down south. And so we're really working on trying to stop the flow of these guns into New York City and into Brooklyn. We're working to take guns out of the hands of young people through gun buybacks and other operations. We're prosecuting cases that need to be prosecuted. And this year we've done 4 takedown of gang members who've been responsible for, you know, dozens and dozens of shootings and many, many killings. And so we're going to focus on gun violence. The good news for Brooklyn is that we've seen some reduction from the terribleness of last year. We're down nearly 20% in homicides in 2021 from last year and about 16% in shootings. But there's a lot of work left to be done on that. And with our courts not being fully functional mm-hmm. yet because of COVID, there's been a lot of challenges. I've also needed to think about how we prioritize our cases, and we've created a new initiative around gun violence in the courthouse.
And what is that initiative?
We're going to make sure that these cases have a dedicated grand jury so that when people get arrested and charged with gun violence, that those cases will have a grand jury to hear their cases. During the heart of COVID, during the pandemic, we were not able to get a lot of cases before the grand jury because many of our grand jurors were getting sick with COVID, and so the cases couldn't be heard. And at one point, we had 0 grand juries in Brooklyn. For those who don't know the process, in order for me to bring the case to Supreme Court, a grand jury of 23 ordinary Brooklynites has to hear the evidence and vote to indict the case. And unfortunately, during much of the pandemic, we didn't have grand juries. Normally, we have 7 or 8 in mm-hmm. Brooklyn, and for the most for much of the time, the pandemic, for a lot of the last year and a half, we've been limited to two or less grand juries. So the court has now given us a grand jury just to deal with gun violence, and I think we'll start seeing a big difference in that aspect of it.
So you mentioned the buyback gun program, which has been successful. Do you have any coming up very soon?
Well, we're working with different elected leaders to do one. I know that there's one that we want to do in Bushwick, and we've seen some surge in gun violence in Bushwick. We had one in Brownsville several weeks ago. We've had one in East New York several weeks ago. And also Assemblymember Diana Richardson, who is a friend, is really involved in trying to beat down gun violence, wants to have one in her district, which will directly impact, you know, the Caribbean communities.
Okay, great. So let's look at domestic violence, moving from gun violence to domestic violence. We know that there's been a recent surge, most specifically in the immigrant community. How is your office addressing that issue?
So domestic violence is really been underreported during COVID. Mm-hmm. And what makes me really concerned as district attorney is that when these cases are coming into my office, my domestic violence team has said that the cases have come in with way more violence associated with it. I think in the past, before COVID, and before people were afraid to call the police and maybe have a police response, we know that during COVID, many women in particular did not call the police because they didn't want their loved one going to Rikers Island and catching COVID and bringing it back home, or being in the pens and central booking. I think they stopped calling the police. And so now when the police are involved, the amount of violence in the case is really a lot. There's significant injuries. So it's been a real issue. We've really attempted to do a lot of reach out to communities to let them know that while the courts may be closed in some aspects, the office is not. And we can continue to intake and provide services to domestic violence victims, including safety planning, including getting housing for them, and doing different things to keep our family safe. And prevent domestic violence from happening. But it's a tremendous challenge, and I would tell anyone who can hear my voice, if you want to report it, obviously you can call the police. If it's an emergency, please call 911. But if you'd like to speak to a social worker, if you'd like to speak to an assistant district attorney and talk about what your options are, we can help set you up with counseling and with other things to keep you safe. 718-250-3300 and ask to speak to one of our social workers in our Domestic Violence Bureau.
Okay, great. So you did mention that your staff are reporting more violence. Can you be a bit specific in that regard?
Well, we've seen really significant injuries where when the cases are being reported, we're starting to see, you know, broken bones or fractural orbital fractures or broken noses. You know, in the past, I think, you know, a lot of our calls didn't have that amount of violence, but it's taking that kind of violence for people maybe to report it during COVID. And so we want to make sure that we're doing different things to keep our family safe. So during COVID, what we did in Brooklyn was we had our social workers and our ADAs calling all of our domestic violence clients and making sure that they were okay, that they knew how to report cases. The police department are doing home visits to domestic violence cases, you know, that they're aware of, to make sure that people feel free to report. It's very hard. Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to report it if your abuser is in the house with you and you're not leaving the house. Mm-hmm. And so as society opened up more now after COVID, we're seeing all of the damage that COVID did to our families. There's been a lot of trauma. There's been, you know, loss of life, a lot of anger. People lost their jobs. And these are all things that impact domestic violence in the home. And our children weren't going to school, so they couldn't report it at school. Mothers weren't going out into the world and reporting it normally. So we want to make sure that we have resources for people to be able to report, even if they're not able to leave the home the way they used to.
Okay. Could you please repeat that hotline number?
Yes. So our Domestic Violence Bureau, 718-250-3300. And I want everyone to really listen to what I'm about to say. As the district attorney, I've made the decision that my office is open to help survivors of domestic violence and gender-based violence, whether or not they want to go forward with a criminal prosecution. We have social workers and we have other counselors who are here to help you, regardless if you want to prosecute the case. You know, in the past, some DAs wouldn't get involved unless you wanted to criminally prosecute someone. And I'm saying, please come forward, use the resources, get help, even if you don't want to prosecute. The last piece of this domestic violence thing that I've seen, and it's really troubling, is a lot of our domestic violence has happened to our elders. The elder abuse is really, really spiking. A lot of our older, you know, parents rely on children or grandchildren to take care of them. And those same stressors that are impacting regular gender-based violence, our violence against elders have been really increasing. So if anyone is being taken advantage of financially, or someone is being, facing harshness at home by someone who's supposed to be loving you and taking care of you, we also have an elder abuse unit that will help provide protection to in that group. One of the things that drives domestic violence is mental health issues, and it's clearly during COVID we've seen an increase in all of these issues.
All right. So, District Attorney Gonzalez, we want to thank you so much for joining us here today and sharing such critical information with our community, and we look forward to having you back again. Thank you so much.
Likewise. Thank you.
You're very welcome. This segment was brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise, or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication, for freelance assignments to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988.